Preface to Sacred Symbols of the Rosicrucians by H. Spencer Lewis, Frater Rosicrucis. In 1935, Imperator H. Spencer Lewis issued a new edition of Sacred Symbols, which included both books of this 18th century classic of mysticism and art. Here is his preface to that edition.
The increasing interest in all things Rosicrucian shown by a large portion of the public in the Western world has brought to light, in the past 25 years, hundreds of rare publications of a Rosicrucian nature. Within the past 3 years, the search for more of the original copies of known and unknown works on this subject has unearthed some very rare, important books and manuscripts, in which indisputable facts and unquestionable evidence create a new and admirable story of the ancient and modern Rosicrucians. However, the old book by the unknown Frater, revealing yet concealing the hermetic, alchemical, and spiritual meaning of the unique Rosicrucian symbols and philosophical principles, will always remain one of the cherished possessions of the sincere student. Several reprints of this book, made by lovers of its design and text, and admirers of its sacred revelations, have become jewels in the libraries of collectors. The full text of Sacred Symbols is now freely available to all at www.rosequajournal.org. Naturally, the Rosicrucians of the Occident rejoice in this newest reprint, made with such tender consideration for the original text and subtle illustrations, which contained so many secrets in the little elements of word or line. I have been happy to check its text and observe the preservation of the coded principles and terms. The sincere student would do well to analyze with care each idea or ideograph presented in word, phrase, line, or color. In the years 1785 to 1788, when the symbols and principles contained herein were in use to such an extent that the first edition of this book was warranted, humanity's thoughts were being directed in channels quite new. The uniqueness of the text was, therefore, startling. But today, the world needs these surprising truths to an equal degree. I have seen two of the original copies, in German text, so thumb-worn as to proclaim the useful service they have rendered for many years. Their old, yellowed, and faded condition spoke eloquently of the passing of time, but from each page came the voice of eternal truth. On behalf of many thousands of neophytes and adepts whom I represent, I wish to thank the publisher for his vision and altruism in undertaking such a tedious and costly task, and in making such a timely contribution to the bibliography and literature of true Rosicrucianism. In the bonds of the Order, H. Spencer Lewis, Imperator for North and South America, San Jose, California, November 15th, 1935.